Will anybody listen? John Godfrey, after a life of professional mediocrity, finally retired from his practice of law. He was a widower. His wife had died years before. At 80 years of age, Godfrey launched himself upon an unusual project. It was done in secrecy, and when it was completed, it caused quite a sensation in his city. Taylor Caldwell, who writes of Godfrey in her book entitled The Listener, says it was the day after his 80th birthday that he consulted the puzzled architects about a new building to be erected upon the piece of land where his clapboard house had stood for so long. After much speculation, the townspeople were astonished to see a beautiful marble building take shape. Some thought it might be a church, but they were wrong. Surrounded by attractive gardens with red gravel paths, it was square in shape and contained just two rooms. The massive bronze doors were inscribed in gold letters with the words, "The Man Who Listens." The entrance led to a waiting room. Here the visitors sat until their turn to enter the inner room through the oaken door, just to talk. Inside the room, a single chair faced an arched alcove hidden by the blue curtains. Alongside was the inscription, "If you wish to see the man who has listened to you, touch the button above. You'll see his face. He'll be glad if you thank him, but it's not necessary." Now, John Godfrey offered an explanation as to why he had provided the building with its unusual facilities. He said, "One of the most terrible aspects of this world today is that nobody listens to anyone else. If you're sick, even dying, nobody listens. If you're bewildered or frightened or lost or bereaved or alone or lonely, nobody listens. Time has taken on a fragmented character. It doesn't seem to have any substance any longer. Nobody has time to listen to anyone, not even those who love you and would die for you. Your parents, your children, your friends, they don't have the time. That's a very terrible thing, isn't it? Whose fault is it? I don't know. But there doesn't seem to be any time." Because Godfrey had felt this way, he made possible a constantly available listening ear. The remaining chapters of Miss Caldwell's book are given to telling a whole series of modern parables depicting the dilemma of the people who need just somebody to listen to them. The factory worker, he comes to complain about his wife and family and lot in life. There's a black man who wants to be a minister who laments that he can't do any better than work as a cook and dishwasher. A prosperous businessman relates his story of a crooked partner. Or a Jewish father, he comes with the tale of his struggle to educate the doctor's son, who then came down with cancer. An unwed mother wrestles with her decision to marry a respectable farmer who's willing to forget the past. And so on and on and on, moving through the procession came doctor, judge, architect, scientist, each to tell of his problems. Now, while it's pretty highly improbable that such a device would really work, the novelist with her literary license has dramatized a psychological truth. When we verbalize our thoughts, our fears and hopes, when we put them into words, then we're able to look at them from a new perspective, and it's the listener who helps us do that. I'm Landon Saunders. One of the things I'm trying to do on Heartbeat is simply to listen. I read the many letters that you write to me, and I enjoy answering them. Each one of your letters is important, and it's treated that way. So, if you need someone to listen, well, remember, we're here. This is Heartbeat.